Angels at the Table, A Surely Goodness and Mercy Christmas Story by Debbie Maycumber. Read for you by Kimberly Farr. November 2012. Dear friends, they're back! For the last 3 years, I've read every form of communication available, asking me when I was going to write another Surely Goodness and Mercy book. Well, my friends, here it is, 3 years in the making. This time my trio is visiting New York, and as usual, they're up to their antics, causing all kinds of havoc and involving themselves in human affairs. Really, they just can't stop themselves. This book is special because I am introducing another angel. His name is Will, and he is the result of a letter I received from a reader several years ago. Rose Williamson suggested I should have an angel named Will. I remember frowning when I read her letter and thinking to myself, why would I want to add an angel, and why would I name him Will? As I continued reading, Rose said, seeing that you based the angels on the Bible verse from the 23rd Psalm that says, surely goodness and mercy will follow you. Immediately, Will, an apprentice angel, was born in my mind, thanks to this clever reader who shared a great idea with me. Thank you, Rose. Escape the craziness of the season. Settle back with a cup of hot tea and a Christmas goodie, and put your feet up. Relax and be prepared to laugh, and if you happen to see a camel wandering down the street all on its own, you can take a guess on just who might be behind that mischief. Have a wonderful Christmas. Debbie Maycumber. P.S. I always love hearing from my readers, so please don't hesitate to contact me. You can reach me through my website at debbiemaycumber.com or Facebook at Debbie Maycumber World or through the mail at Post Office Box 1458, Port Orchard, Washington, 98366. I value your comments and suggestions. Chapter 1. This is really Earth? Will, the apprentice angel, asked, lying on his stomach on a low-flying cloud with his three mentors. His eyes widened as he gazed down on the crazed activity below. This is Earth, Mercy informed their young charge with a tinge of pride. For all its problems, Earth was a fascinating place to visit, with the tall buildings that butted up against the sky and people milling about with such purpose, most of them unaware of the spiritual world that surrounded them. More times than she could remember, Mercy had lost patience with humans. Those who were considered the apex of God's creations appeared to be slow-witted and spiritually dull. Yet she loved them and treasured her earthly assignments. It's New York, Shirley added, resting her chin in her hands as she gazed longingly below. Oh, I do so love this city. Manhattan, to be more precise, Goodness clarified and ended with a little sigh, indicating that she, too, had missed visiting Earth. The four hovered near Times Square, watching the clamoring crowds jockeying for space on New Year's Eve. Will's eyes widened as he intently studied the scene taking place in the streets below. Is it always like this? So busy and crowded, I mean? No, no, this is a special night. The people are gathering together to usher in the new year. Time was a concept reserved for Earth. In heaven, it was much different. Consequently, the time restriction placed on the three prayer ambassadors when given earthly assignments had caused more than one problem. Did Gabriel want us? Gabriel? Shirley gasped and quickly cut him off. He doesn't exactly know that we've brought you here. It would probably be best if you didn't mention this short visit to him, okay?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?